Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live in-studio performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. La Santa Cecilia is the Grammy-winning LA-based Latin-slash-rock-slash-soul band that makes hard-partying dance music, but also makes hard-hitting songs about social and political concerns. The fun part is, you can't always tell which is which. They have a new album coming out called La Santa Cecilia, and the band is here to play some of it for us. This first song is called A Thousand Times.
Peace and quiet makes me kind of crazy. I followed all the rules, I've been so good. You know I've made it look so easy. I'm hiding out where everybody sees me. No one can hear me screaming. Why do I even try? I'm going down.
That is La Santa Cecilia. I'm glad you guys laughed at the end because I felt kind of bad smiling my way through such a sad song.
It is a sad song, but it's also one of those songs where, you know, when you know you're going down and there's nothing you can do about it, right? Then say, wee!
Just pretend it's a ride.
Exactly. Right, right.
So let me introduce you to the members of La Santa Cecilia. La Marisol on lead vocals. You heard Pepe playing the accordion, and now he's strapped on the requinto, the high-strung guitar. On the cajon, the traditional box, that's oso, although your box, oso, looks very kind of modern and
it's got a nice little faceplate on it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy, exactly.
Normally, Alex Bendania would be playing the bass, but today, the guitar.
That's right.
All right. So, Marisol, that song, A Thousand Times, is sung in English, but it's kind of a musically bilingual song. You know, the melody has a little ranchera flavor
to
it, but there's also a little bit of kind of like, I don't know, mid-20th century pop, like 50s.
Yeah, I think so. There's a little bit of that, like, 50s pop sound, and I most definitely like feel the norteño, the tejano music, no, coming out when Pepe plays the accordion. Yeah, it's a mix, you know. I think that even though the song is in English, I think our who we are comes through too, you know, what yeah. music we like, what our influences are, you know. And that is most definitely norteño and ranchera music.
Right. So you all grew up in L.A., right? Although, Alex, you were born in Venezuela.
I was born in Venezuela, but I grew up in L.A.
Right.
Yeah, same thing.
So did you grow up at the time of, like, the punk scene, bands like X, or was it Los Lobos, or was it all of the above?
I think it was all of that. Yeah. I know growing up in L.A., I mean, like, going to school, I went to Hollywood High School, and I loved listening to Mercedes Sosa and singing boleros and rancheras on the weekends, but during the weekday at school, I was listening to The Doors and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Beatles and Janis Joplin. It was always like you're living in two worlds, not yeah. two different worlds. Yeah.
Didn't the Chili Peppers drummer play with you guys at one point?
Yeah, yeah, we
Chad
did.
Smith,
we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did something for the Boys and Girls Club. On the west side.
I told him, I was like, hey, dude, we're going to do a U2 song, but we do it country. He's like, oh, cool, country, got it, man, no problem. He gets up there and starts playing it ska. He counts out, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're like, oh, no.
We're like, just go with it.
Wrong country.
It was so fun.
Wrong country.
It was so
sure.
fun, though. It was great.
So how do you decide, when do you know what language a song is going to be in?
I feel like when we songwrite, I don't think there's any control to say, oh, this song has to be in Spanish or in English. I feel like songs and feelings have their own life, a mind of their own almost, and they want to come out the way they want to come out, no? And yeah, sometimes they come out in English, sometimes they come out in Spanish, sometimes they come out in Spanglish.
Right.
And we just got to go with it, you know?
Yeah. Well, the first single from the new record, La Santa Cecilia, is called Winning, and it has this funny video. It's all about social media and stuff. It has both languages in it. And it also gets to a question that I've always kind of wondered about, because we all say La Santa Cecilia. But in the video, I think it's you, Pepe, who say La Santa Cecilia, which is like the.
It's actually on the recording. It's I think it's something from
you Google. Just Google search.
Yeah, yeah, you Google search.
And it says,
so that's just, what Google how Google pronounces it.
Yeah.
Ah, so you were lip syncing to the
yes.
to Google.
La Santa Cecilia.
It sometimes talks like that, though, right?
But so you do say Cecilia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cecilia. Uh-huh.
But under, I mean, in Italy, they would say Santa Cecilia, of course.
Right.
And she is the patron saint of musicians.
She
so
is.
It's a well-chosen name. How did you settle on that?
Well, we were kind of doing like a text message exchange, and then we were like, oh, La Puerta Negra. Marisol wanted the band to be called the Pelvic Thrust. And
I wanted the Pelvic Thrust because we were like, you know, doing a lot of dance music.
Little Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, right? of course.
And then we were like, oh, and I was obsessed with this Cuban song called La Santa Cecilia. And then and I suggested the name. And it's great because it's a very strong feminine name. And it represents our faith in what we could accomplish with music and our brotherhood and our dreams together and stuff. So that's why we called it that.
Okay. But it's not just Santa Cecilia. It's La Santa. It's the.
The.
So this is like an Ohio State kind of thing.
You know what? But there's a lot of Santa Cecilia bands. There's Santa Cecilia orchestras. There's mariachis. I mean, we've traveled all over Mexico, and you've always found, if it's not a mariachi, a banda, a dueto, that are called Santa Cecilia, of the pueblo that they're from or the country. So maybe that's why we put La Santa Cecilia.
Right.
But
de Los
we're just only
California.
One of many.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Cecilia
you could have been Santa Cecilia de Los Angeles.
De Los Angeles. You know?
But instead, it's La. And you are La Marisol.
La Marisol, sí.
Yes.
With the soul at the end.
So, yes, S-O-U-L, yes. So, ever since the song El Hielo, which means ice, but is a play on the immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Your songwriting seems to have taken a, you know, a more deliberate turn. I mean, it was always impossible, I guess, to avoid these sort of things in your songwriting. But since that time, about 6 years ago, it seems to be a much more conscious effort on your parts to be conscious, as the kids say.
I mean, I think the main goal has always been to just be honest with what we're living and going through. And at that moment when we wrote El Hielo, Pepe was a dreamer. He was undocumented right. at the time, and he couldn't travel with us, and we would have to take long routes to avoid checkpoints and stuff like that. So it was something that we were living within the band and also experiencing in our everyday community. Our friends were, a lot of our friends were part of the Dream Act, and we would play fundraisers for them so they can afford to go to school and stuff like that. And we were living that within our families, deportations and stuff like that. And it opened up, it was like a huge release valve for yeah. us. And it really changed our lives because it was dangerous kind of in a way to put Pepe out there. And a lot of the people in the video as well were undocumented at the time. So, you know, these people were courageous enough. Pepe was courageous enough to say, hey, I'm undocumented. I'm unafraid. I'm here. And this is my story. And I think that for us, you know, that was such a powerful moment. And it changed our lives forever. And now we're in a space where, you know, that's such, it's on our spectrum always. You know, it's, yeah. it's just who we are.
And Pepe, you are now documented.
Yes. After 27 years, I finally got my... First, I got my permanent residency, and then I got my U.S. citizenship thanks to my wife. She's the one that petitioned me. But, you know, adding to what also said, you know, we never started out as a band that was going to be really involved in politics or right. activism, right? But through our experiences and through through our fans' experiences, we knew that we needed to talk about these problems. And it's unfortunate that 6 years ago this song was written and we're still going through the same, persecution
some
against our community.
Some may say worse.
Right?
Even.
It just gets worse. So, but we can't forget where we come from. And I think we all come from a different place. And we still have to keep on supporting our brothers and sisters that are at the border. And to all our friends out there that are dreamers, that are still in the same situation, you know, we got your back.
La Santa Cecilia is the name of the band. It's also the name of their forthcoming record out on October 18th. They will be back here in New York at the Gramercy Theater on October 14th to celebrate the impending release of the album. And all of this talk of social conscience and being aware and stuff. The reason I bring it up now is because this next song is called I've Been Thinking, a thoughtful title. What is this song, Marisol?
Well, the
what
song is about love, and it's about loss. And, you know, this path in the making of this album, we've gone through a lot, man, a lot of loss, a lot of changes. Yes, we've had children. We have families now. We lost, three of us lost our dads in 12 months, you know?
Wow.
And so, like Ozo said, we have to write about what's going on with us, man, because, I mean,
yep.
that's what we do. So this is a song we wrote for anyone who's lost love, who's lost somebody, and who never, I think nobody ever wants to be free from love, no? Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
let's
that's
hear,
what it's about.
Let's hear the song. It's called I've Been Thinking. The band is La Santa Cecilia.
Thinking about you, I've been thinking about you and me all that we shared from our first kiss to our last embrace. I've been drinking since you've been gone. I've been drowning in tears, hoping that you call. Life without you is a can't say goodbye.
Some lovely singing from La Marisol and the band La Santa Cecilia. It does have also a kind of, I mean, I heard a hint of doo-wop in there, and of course some classic soul as well. When the four of you got together, what were you playing? When you first started busking out on the streets.
Yeah, when Marisol and Pepe were playing traditional Mexican music at Olvera Street, they were playing boleros, rancheras, guapangos, stuff like that. Alex and I were playing a lot of salsa, funk, jazz, and stuff like that. Alex was in a ska band. Marisol and I met when we were 18, 19, playing in a Spanish rock band. But we were all gigging musicians, and we all kind of, you know, luckily we all shared this dream of making our own music, because a lot of times when you're playing in bands, you're a hired gun, like, yeah, no one really cares, you know, they don't care if the DJ's playing or the band's playing, and we, music is so special to us that we didn't want it to just be that. We wanted it to be important. We wanted to make something important for our city and for ourselves.
And Marisol, you were clearly moved by singing that song. I mean, one of the great things about music is, as also said, you know, it's important, you know, it means something to you. Mm-hmm. How do you sing? I mean, I realize that you haven't been out touring this song yet. At some point, you have to get to a place where you can just sing the song, right? And not be overcome.
I mean, I hope so. I hope that I'm not cry singing this song all the time, right? But I think that's something... I think it comes with what I do as a singer, you know? I'm moved by music. I've been moved by music all my life. I've been inspired by it. It's been there with me in all my happy moments. It's been there in the memories that I have with people I love. It's there in my sad moments. So when I get up and sing, I can't help but remember, no? They say, recordar es volver a vivir, no? To remember is to live again, I can disconnect myself to deliver the job, right? To deliver the goods, but then I don't know how good that would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just feel sometimes you just gotta sing and you gotta feel it. And I don't know. I apologize if I messed up, but
no.
But
no,
please. But perfection, you know, like I feel like as a singer, when I listen to other singers, I don't want perfection. I want to feel something, man, you know?
So were you?
But it comes at a cost because look at me, I'm a crybaby. Like I'm over here crying, you know?
So you were thinking of your dad while you were singing?
Yeah, I do. I miss him.
Yeah. So this album comes from obviously a number of different kind of emotional places, Lost being one of them. It's also an album that you've chosen not to give a title to. It's just La Santa Cecilia, which when a band does that, you know, into their career, and you guys are well into your career as a band, it seems to me like it's kind of a statement of identity, of intent. Yes. Is it that for you?
Totally.
I think so.
It's beautiful. I mean, I think, you know, we did an album called Amar y Vivir of traditional music. We went back to our roots and we wanted to share what we grew up playing and what we grew up listening to and stuff. And then, you know, now we're doing La Santa Cecilia. It's like a brand new start for the band. And also it could be a completely new introduction for a lot of people because maybe a lot of people haven't heard this side of the band. But the DNA of the band from the beginning was always mixing genres and styles, five different rhythms in one song and stuff. And so, you know, maybe people that got into the band through Amar y Vivir didn't really know that about the band. And now it's like, here is La Santa Cecilia. It's a clean, it also feels like a clean start for us, you know?
Yeah. Now, you've always been very carefully considered about the cover songs that you do. I mean, your version.
We love playing covers. We love it.
Your version of Strawberry Fields Forever, you know, the video that goes with your version of that is like a really surprisingly moving kind of, you know, remember where the strawberries come from and, you know, who's out in the field picking them and everything. On this record, you've chosen to go back to an old song that Bessie Smith made famous in the late 1920s. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. What's the appeal of that? What was the consideration that led you to that song?
Well, this song just happened we recorded it with our friends at California Feet Warmers. They're a band that plays out there in LA. They play everywhere. And
they're a kind of a New Orleans style brass band.
They're like a brass band. They play a lot of that 1920s music. Right. They're one of my favorite bands to see live. And this song came about playing and just partying with these guys, you know? Like they come out of their gig, we come out of our gig. We meet at each other at our friend Chief's house where there's always like a bottle of mezcal or you know, something to go around and share, and we just get into it and we start jamming, and these guys will play norteñas and then we'll sing cumbia and then we'll start singing these songs like Bessie Smith songs, and it's just a reflection of what goes on in our private lives. Like this is what we actually love to do, is play music with our friends from other bands and yeah.
Well, no feet warmers available today. It's just the four of you.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious to see how this turns out. You want to?
Let's do it.
You want to play the song?
Sure,
it's an old 1920s blues made famous by Bessie Smith, but now played by La Santa Cecilia.
Eagles bring
okay, Pepe has convinced me that the accordion can be a blues instrument. That is Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, live performance by La Santa Cecilia. Is this going to be the only cover on the new record?
Yes, it's the only cover. Yeah. So
the six originals and then this old song from the 1920s. The album is called La Santa Cecilia, comes out on October 18th. And the four of you will be back. Will you have others in tow at Gramercy Theater on the 14th?
Yeah, we'll be back with the full band at the Gramercy on October 14th. We're super excited. And of course, the songs will have a completely different flavor. And and you'll see really all the elements that are involved in creating the textures and the sounds and the everything, you know. So we're
you'll
super
excited. You'll be plugging in is what you're telling
us.
Yes. Yes. Totally. Right. But it's been great hearing you unplugged here in our studio today. Thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Porque no antes saber que te amo, vida mía. Porque no he de decirlo si fundes tu alma con el alma mía. Me preguntan, diré que te quiero mucho todavía.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.